And happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for this 26th day of September from FM 95.7 KQWC. There's so much things going on this in lately here in Webster City when we have the big bike ride coming up on Saturday morning, rather Saturday afternoon, a celebration of German music, also some other activities too at Breakswoods Park and also at Wilson Brewer Park, which we're going to learn more about from our special guest today, Ryan Ruhpiper from the Wilson Brewer Park Committee. Ryan, good morning to you, sir.
Well, hello, Pat. Good morning.
Glad to have you along here today. So we got some big doings coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow on Saturday, October 11th, and that is the Fall Festival, right?
Yes, that's correct. On October 11th from 1 to 4 down at Wilson Brewer Park at Ohio and Superior Street. We have the Fall Fest, the second year that we are putting on the Fall Fest. And last year was a big hit. We had almost 400 attendees, so we're looking at even more people this year, Pat.
Fantastic. So what's going to be taking place this day coming up on October 11th there, Ryan?
Well, thanks to our sponsors, a lot of community sponsors. We have live music from Birdie Young. She's a Nashville recording artist. She'll be playing her music live down by the Mulberry Church. We have a petting zoo, the Hovick Petting Zoo. We'll bring all their animals from 1 to 4. And the big attraction this year is going to be Dave Parrott's model steam engine train. It is a mini train that's going to be on actual tracks, and that will be in front of the cabins, and that will be on display, and he'll actually have that in motion for people to look at. So that'll be a very neat thing to come and see.
And that is permanent, or is this just for a one-day only thing?
This is a one-day only.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
A lot of logistics behind the Fall Fest and setup, but it's for the community and something for the families to do for the fall. And we just hope that we have some great weather like we did last year. It was in the 70s, and that helped with the turnout and the attendance. But we also have pumpkin painting and a lot of fall vendors. We have Lana Jensen from Stanhope is letting us borrow her vintage truck, and I'll be setting up Friday night to do a display for that for families to take pictures, kind of a fall picture with the vintage truck with pumpkins and gourds and that kind of things. But we have a lot of people coming. The Cat Hut's going to have kittens. We'll have s'more making and yard games. Have about 7 to 8 food trucks. Henna tattoos, face painting, all kinds of things from 3-year-old to 93-year-old. We welcome everybody to come down and enjoy the Fall Fest from 1 to 4.
All happening there at Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City. You said last year, Ryan, there were about 400 people that attended that.
That's correct.
That's a big boost. And it hopefully we'll get another over 400 for this event coming up on October the 11th.
There, correct.
Wilson Brewer Park. And you mentioned, too, about the Cat Hut. I want to mention briefly, they have their big comedy night that's scheduled for October 18th at Breakswoods Conference Center as a fundraiser for the Cat Hut and for Hamilton County Animal Advocates. So that should be a lot of fun. Be sure you get your tickets ASAP. Now, we mentioned more about this Fall Festival, but let's talk about the park altogether. This was an effort for the last few years for improvements at the park, there with the Depot Museum, the Hamilton County Courthouse there, and also some cabins and Mulberry Center Church and the school there.
Yes, that's correct. We wrote a few grants this last year, and thanks to sponsors and the grants, we were able to have Prusman Painting come down and scrape the depot, high-pressure sprayer, and clean it up, and then put a fresh coat of paint on the depot and kind of spruce that up. Now that that's complete, we're going to work on the caboose that is out front. That's going to be sandblasted down to the original, do some repairs on it, put a fresh coat of paint and get that back up to the original also. So during the Fall Fest, I have a barrel train ride for $1, and all that money goes towards the repainting of the caboose. So.
And that's the Illinois Central caboose that's sitting in the lot there at Wilsonboro Park, right?
Yes, that's correct. The orange one right along Superior. Mm.
And that's going to be colored, painted orange, I presume, there? Or?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, natural Illinois Central color. And that was quite a task trying to get that caboose to Webster City because it came out of Houston, Texas, a number of years ago.
Yes.
And then it took the effort to bring it up on the railroad tracks to Webster City.
That's correct. Bob Oliver, and he had a team of people that found that caboose, I believe, down in Texas. It was a huge task to get that up on the rail and get permits to bring that up and get that in front of the depot to be part of the depot.
So. Nice addition right there on South Superior Street. You can't miss it, right next to the Depot Museum.
That's right.
At Illinois Central Depot, caboose there. What are we going to see down the road there, Ryan, for any other improvements down for the park?
We just finished with the historic courthouse. We put a new siding, new roof, gutters, and the whole inside got a complete remodel that just got completed this last month. We'll have it open for tours on Fall Fest. If you want to come down, the inside is absolutely beautiful. The lighting inside is all the original lights. We had somebody rewire it and just really makes it pop inside. And this last weekend we brought in all the historical cases and we'll start moving in the artifacts here shortly that are currently stored in the basement of the depot.
Do you remember some of the artifacts that people will come see there, Ryan? When that all takes place?
Yes, I hate to put you on the spot. We have artifacts from all over Hamilton County, from the original courthouse to Native American artifacts, a lot of the original Homer township artifacts from that, and the cases will just have a lot of the pieces of Hamilton County on display. But the upper section of the courthouse will be strictly the original courthouse. The old books, the law books, some of the pictures, and just a lot going into it. A lot of logistics behind it.
Yes. Interesting time. Now, this was the courthouse built back in the 1860s, I believe. That's there at the courthouse.
Or yes. The park. It used to sit actually where West Twin Park is.
Right.
Kind of kitty corner from the Seneca Street Saloon. And then it was moved down into the depot area. Mm-hmm. So, Wilson Brewer Park.
Indeed. And, of course, a lot of us remember growing up in the 60s and 70s, the original old Hamilton County Courthouse, which was right there at Bank and Des Moines Street, right near the Webster City Junior High,
yes,
which is now the middle school,
right,
and near Asbury United Methodist Church, because that was the original location until it was torn down, I believe, Ryan, back in the mid-1970s.
Yes.
To make room for the courthouse there, which was built back in the mid-70s, and then officially opened back in 1976 there.
Yeah, that's correct. The original courthouse had a brick structure that said Hamilton County Courthouse
right.
on it. And
right.
that is being high pressure sprayed and kind of redone. And we're going to actually put that back up in front of the courthouse down at Wilson Brewer Park. They're in the process of digging the footings for that actually this morning. So we'll
really?
Have that on display as people come down Superior. And it'll be lighted up at night so you can kind of see it. So it's a good addition down. We have a lot of stuff going on down at Wilson Brewer Park. Really revitalized that park in the last couple of years. So.
Yes, you have. And I credit each of you for being a part of all this renovation work with the Wilson Brewer Park in right there on Superior Street. And we also give credit, too, to a very dear friend of ours, and that's with the Mulberry Center Church.
Yes, Carolyn.
Carolyn, yes. Hi, Carolyn.
She is putting on some wonderful programs down at the Mulberry Church. She's getting good community involvement down there. If you haven't been down to the community or down to the Mulberry Church, it is absolutely beautiful inside. This coming Saturday, she has a program at 1 o'clock.
Right.
That we invite you to come down and it's just from 1 to 2 and come down and listen to her speaker.
And that is a gentleman for the town of Marshalltown talking all about Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes.
Unconditional Surrender is the title of that. And that starts at 1 o'clock, runs until about 2 tomorrow afternoon there at Wilson Brewer Park for that presentation. Jimmy, good one. And there's one more history program coming up in the next few weeks, I believe.
Yes, that will be the last one for this year. Carolyn puts in a lot of work trying to find these wonderful speakers and kind of the one-man shows.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And again, Carolyn, thank you so very much this year. Of course, there'll be one more coming up very soon. But let's recap again, Ryan, this big day coming up October 11th there at Wilson Brewer Park, the Fall Festival.
Yes.
Lots of things going on.
We invite you all down to the Fall Festival, October 11th from 1 to 4. Live music, fall vendors, food trucks, barrel train rides, pumpkin painting, petting zoo, and the big attraction this year is the model train steam engine that's owned by Dave Parrott. So he'll be setting that up, and that will be on display, and you can see it in action. So something cool to see here in Webster City in Hamilton County.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So very cool, too, all about the Fall Festival. Again, that's happening from 1 until 4 p.m., I believe, on the 11th there, Ryan?
Yes, that's correct.
And the best thing about it, it's all free of charge.
Yep.
Free of charge. So come on, come on to the Fall Fest, and be sure to take advantage of the great things going on at Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City. I know they'll be open for until, I think, what, the latter part of October, I think?
Yes, the end of last Saturday of October. So.
That would be the 25th of October, if I'm correct, because that's also the same day the deer hunting season begins.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's correct.
Yep. Probably should be a fun time. Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely,
we appreciate
Pat.
That.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's 9:16. This is KQWC 64 degrees.